Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Can't believe this. Now sexual assault allegations leveled against the late Jerry Lewis.
Yeah, somebody who's been dead for 5 years now. But kind of an expose, I guess you might say, came out yesterday in which former co-stars to Jerry Lewis have come forward and said that he was a longtime abuser, would hire actresses for a show, and would make advances upon them. If they refused his advances, he would retaliate against them when he was rejected. Actresses like Jill St. John have come forward, Hope Holiday, Karen Sharp, among others, making these allegations, which are now all part of a documentary and a report in Vanity Fair magazine against Jerry Lewis. It just doesn't seem fair. These allegations, you know, what they say took place 30, 40, 50 years ago. Why come forward after the guy's dead and can't respond one way or the other?
Yeah, well, it was a different time, and now those things that were looked at as common practice are looked at in a whole different way.
Yeah, it just seems weird to me that, I mean, it doesn't dismiss the gravity of what's alleged here, but you know, if you're going to do it when the man's alive and can respond to allegations.
Let's talk about Alec Baldwin. Someone certainly did not like his TV interview.
Yeah, not surprisingly, the husband of the cinematographer that was killed is quite angry at Alec Baldwin's interview that he did a month or so ago, in which he described what happened. He talked about how he was handed a gun that he believed was loaded with blanks, that he shot. But the husband, Matt Hutchins, husband of cinematographer Helena Hutchins, says that he's very angry with Alec Baldwin, that, in his opinion, did not accept any responsibility for killing his wife. Says that gun safety wasn't the only issue that was on the set. He is suing Baldwin. He is suing the production company, claiming negligence on the set. Baldwin's attorney said that any claim that Baldwin was reckless is entirely false, and everyone on the set, including the victim, believed that it was a gun that contained blanks. So the investigation is continuing on this, and certainly it's going to go. There are many lawsuits regarding this case, so it'll be resolved several times over, I'm sure.
Yeah, we've heard about it for a while. Spider-Man's coming to your house, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Yes, all three of them are going to be apparently coming to your house. They just announced that the movie Spider-Man No Way Home is going to be coming to home video. It's going to be streaming, and also will be on Blu-ray coming March 22nd. So you can look forward to that. There's a new trailer. You know, yesterday we had the detailed report about one of the three Spider-Men. They won't say which one was wearing a fake buttocks for the in the motion picture. And we said that they hadn't released any video of all three of them together. Well, they have released a new trailer now for this DVD that's going to be coming out for the streaming version of Spider-Man that is going to be coming out that does include all three of them. But they very craftily have edited the video so you cannot see their buttorial regions to check out the allegations that came out yesterday on all of this.
I believe that's the first time the phrase "buctorial regions" yeah. has ever been used on a broadcast.
Well, that's very sure. I made up the word myself.
you did an interview with someone connected to one of my favorite movies. I think everybody's favorite movie, Green Mile. Talk about this.
Yeah, it's the movie came out in 1999. So, you know, it's been out for quite some time, but as I said to actor David Morris, it's one of these movies that whenever you see it on, you stop whatever it is that you're doing.
Exactly.
To watch it. I've seen the movie, I don't know how many times, and I, you know, come in on the movie someplace, and I continue watching because it's so superbly made, so superbly acted with Tom Hanks. With the late, great Michael Clark Duncan from Chicago, with Bonnie Hunt from Chicago, and actor David Morris, who you know, said that there is not a day, any place on earth that he has been where someone didn't say they just saw The Green Mile, that they just watched it the other day. It's one of those kind of motion pictures. And I asked him to you know, remember some of his co-stars in this movie. And he started off with Tom Hanks.
The greatest guy in the world.
Yeah.
That's a big thing to carry around with you.
What about this gentle giant of Michael? What was your experience with him?
You know, we all had to trust in him. And he had to trust in us as well. That we would be there for him. Because he hadn't acted, you know, his whole life. He'd only been in the business for 3 years, done two things before The Green Mile. And it's a very vulnerable place to be, doing that role at the heart of that movie. And he just handled it with such grace. Bonnie is just one of the coolest, truest people I can imagine. And that she continues to work as a nurse all these years and giving her life in that way to the people of Chicago, her community, as well as being this writer and actor. She is a truly special person.
Couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more. Yeah, Bonnie is just the greatest in this movie now. This one also now they're releasing in this new 4K Blu-ray format. If anybody wants to, you know, get their own copy to add to their libraries.
No, they will. Dean, normally we would talk more entertainment with you after the break, but we are going to go live to a reporter in Ukraine to get the latest on what's happening there. So we will talk again with you at this time tomorrow.
Yeah, busy morning. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, sir.